All right, Russia has just escalated this war to another level. They have launched an intercontinental ballistic missile attack in Ukraine. Germany has now revealed plans that it is mobilizing national defense and 800,000 NATO troops. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are preparing for World War III. We're going to get you up to date on the latest.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, what's going on? It is Thursday, November 21st, 2024. A lot has happened over the past 24 hours while you guys were sleeping. Things continue to escalate and spiral out of control in Europe regarding Russia and Ukraine. Before we get started, we just want to welcome everybody that's listening by Apple, by Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You guys that are watching by Rumble, by YouTube, and maybe you've come over here from Facebook or Instagram or Telegram or Twitter or, X, whatever platform you may be coming in. If you're new, let us know in the comment section below that you're new and where you guys are joining us from. And while you're doing that, guys, why don't you go ahead and hit us, give us a like button. Everybody's watching, listening, go ahead and smash that like button, hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button. And you guys listening by Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. If you enjoy our content, we'd appreciate if you guys give us a good review. This is going to help push us, our content out there. And if everyone's watching or listening, if you're not aware, we do have a free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. You can pick it up today. Again, absolutely free. Just hit yes to push notifications once you download that app. And that's going to get you up to date with everything and all our content we put out. Every headline, every prophecy, viewpoint, podcast, breaking news, everything's going to be right at your fingertips. All right, guys, as I said at the introduction of this, while most of us were sleeping last night, Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile attack in Ukraine. Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile from its southern Astrakhan region during a morning attack on Ukraine. This again happened on Thursday, again, early hours and the wee hours of the night. Kyiv's Air Force said for the first time, Russia has now used a powerful long-range missile during the war. The strike comes after Ukraine used U.S. and British missiles to strike targets inside of Russia this week. Again, something that Moscow has warned for months would be seen as a, quote, major escalation.
The Ukrainian Air Force saying Russia has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile in the central eastern city of Dnipro. If true, this would be the first known use of these powerful nuclear-capable missiles. And this as the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has reopened following an urgent warning that Russia might launch a significant air attack on the capital city. Tensions remain high in the region after Ukraine used long-range British missiles and American-made ballistic missiles to strike Russian territory for the first time. President Biden also expanding Ukraine's arsenal by agreeing to give the country anti-personnel landmines.
The landmines that we would look to provide them would be landmines that that are not persistent. You know, we can control when they would self-activate, self-detonate, and that makes it far more safer eventually than the things that they are creating on their own.
How big of a deal is this news that Ukraine is saying that Russia has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time?
Well, Carly, good morning. It's absolutely a big deal if it's true, just as you said. What this is, this would represent a major escalation by Russia in the war against Ukraine. And this follows on what the Biden administration did just the last couple days. They allowed for attacks, directly long-range attacks, 130, 190 miles, up to 190 miles into the territory of Russia that's never been authorized before. These are U.S. weapons that are now authorized to go directly against Russia. And then also what Lloyd Austin was just saying there about the anti-personnel mines, those have never been given over there. And those are very, very dangerous. Once again, that's a major escalation. So if true, this ICBM that was launched for the first time against Ukraine, this would mean a major escalation, really a response to the provocation that the Biden administration is doing in the last throes. We got 2 months going in this administration. President Trump has said that he's going to ramp this war down. And suddenly, why are we provoking the Russians and then having a tit for tat? Meantime, there's more going on in Iran that we can talk about. But we're on the verge of World War III in two locations on the Biden-Harris watch. And it's coming in the last 2 months before President Trump gets in office. And this is outrageous.
Okay, so also Vladimir Putin just lowered the threshold for the country to be allowed to use nuclear weapons. Their current stance is essentially they could use nuclear weapons if they're attacked at any time. So where do you think all of this is going?
Well, once again, this is we're on the verge of World War III right now because we are Putin has said that there was a red line. He said that if we allow Ukraine to attack directly long range missiles into Russian territory, then that was a red line and that he threatened nuclear action as a result of that. And look, we also have the Iranians who are 1 month away from building several nuclear weapons right there. And so this is once again the instability that's brought about through the Biden-Harris weakness. We saw it in Afghanistan. There was a green light for Putin to go 2 years ago into Russia, 2.5 years ago now. And so this is something where Russia is right on the edge right now. And this is something that we need President Trump in office right away so that he can ramp down these conflicts. And just
the Russian attack targeted enterprises and critical infrastructure in the central eastern city of Dnipro, I believe that's how you pronounce it, the Air Force said, at a time of escalating moves in the 33-month-old war launched by Russia and Ukraine. It was unclear from the statement what the intercontinental ballistic missile targeted and whether it caused any damage. The missiles have a range of thousands of kilometers, can be used for delivering nuclear warheads. Very concerning, guys, and this is why this is concerning, because where does Putin go from here? He is now pulling out the big guns. These are the type of, again, these are the type of missiles that are capable of delivering nuclear warheads, though they can also have a conventional warhead. Putin is obviously flexing his muscles, showing that he has the capability to bring Ukraine to its knees, as well as the West. They do have nuclear weapons, ladies and gentlemen. And now they are pulling out the the missiles that are capable of carrying these nuclear warheads. Now, here's another report. Russian ICBM attack on Ukraine, quote, would mark clear escalation. This is according to the European Union. Russia launching an intercontinental ballistic missile at Ukraine would mark a clear escalation by President Vladimir Putin, according to the European Union. Ukraine said the missile without a nuclear warhead targeted a central city again of Dnipro. The Kremlin did not confirm it had deployed a weapon, but said it was doing everything possible to avoid a nuclear conflict. Quote, while we're assessing the full facts, it is obvious that such an attack would mark yet another clear escalation from the side of Putin. This is from the EU foreign affairs spokesman Peter Steno told reporters. If confirmed, the use of this intercontinental ballistic missile would, quote, represent a quantitative and qualitative change in the war. Now, guys, again, this comes as Russia has updated its nuclear doctrine this week, allowing it to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear states after the U.S. gave Kyiv permission to use its ATACMS against military targets inside Russia. Quote, they are playing a nuclear gamble, the EU Steno said of Moscow. Whether they really mean it, it is very hard to foresee. We don't see it in their heads. We only know that this is irresponsible and this constitutes a global threat. I want to show you that this is a report from The Guardian. And look at this headline, quote, how likely is it that Russia would use nuclear weapons in the Ukrainian conflict? The Kremlin has brandished its strategic arsenal before over the course of the Ukrainian conflict in an attempt to deter Western involvement. But for all the threats, the U.S. has said it has seen no signs of unusual movement at Russian nuclear weapons storage sites, suggesting there has been no change in the physical positioning of tactical warheads. Most experts think of the use of nuclear weapons by Russia as, quote, unlikely for now, but have cautioned against complacency. A senior researcher at the UN Institute of Disarmament Research said He did not believe that dropping a bomb in Ukraine was on Moscow's list of options, quote, primarily because it would not help achieve any military goals, and Russia is advancing at the moment. So as always, guys, we'd love to hear your comments in the chat, in the comment section. If you guys are watching the rebroadcast of this, do you believe it is in the interest of Russia to carry out a nuclear attack against Ukraine or against the West? Hit Y for yes and hit N for no. The report goes on to say, furthermore, the use of a nuclear weapon in a conflict for the first time since 1945 would unite much of the world against Russia in ways Moscow could not easily predict. So it would be a serious gamble, but I cannot, however, rule out the Kremlin is prepared to take its chances, especially if Moscow feels that it can count on a weak response. We don't know if it can. This is according, again, to at least one reporter's perspective. Now, what other ways can Russia strike back against the West? Moscow has shown a great deal of imagination in its use of hybrid tactics taking place in the gray zone between peace and war against its enemies. It has weaponized the flow of people migrating to the West, directing them towards Polish, Lithuanian, and Finnish borders with the aim of causing those countries political difficulties. Russian military intelligence has also carried out assassinations in the UK, Germany, Spain, Austria, Turkey, and elsewhere. It has planned sabotage attacks, allegedly including the use of incendiary devices found at DHL cargo hubs in Germany and the UK in July. Now, we reported that on that yesterday, and that's a serious accusation against Russia, inciting that Russia is planning to put explosive devices on U.S. and Canadian airlines and ignite them in mid-flight. Again, if you didn't catch our report yesterday, you may want to go back and listen to that. All right, so at least according to this article, they kind of downplay the retaliation that Russia would even use, the response that Russia would use. When you read this article in The Guardian, or at least from this journalist's perspective and other sources, they indicate that Russia would not cross that red line to use a nuclear weapon because it would go against their interest of, again, swallowing up these lands and taking these lands, this land grab that they're trying to achieve through Ukraine and then expand and go to four other countries. So if they were to use nuclear weapons, it would literally, it would put a wrinkle in that entire mission. So according to this report, Russia, the way that they would respond to the West is, again, cyber attacks, quote-unquote terror attacks. Again, we just mentioned that with U.S. airlines and so on and so forth. Economic disruptions. So, again, I'd love to hear your comments. Do you think that this should be downplayed like it is? It seems like the Western sources are really not taking Putin serious. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you that we are literally playing with fire. This is not a game. And now that Russia with Putin has now upped the ante and is using these intercontinental ballistic missiles that has the capacity of nuclear warheads, again, what is the next step up? Now, you do realize there's what's called tactical nukes. They can use these tactical nuclear weapons inside of Ukraine. And again, this, of course, this would escalate this, you know, far beyond comprehension.
Putin right now is trying to figure out how to respond because now they've greenlit that. We've are striking in Russia, the lines behind the border. Now he's looking at, well, okay, so what would be like a good response? Well, the threat of a nuclear weapon is there. That's always been their thing. That's been their thing since the start of the war. It's a
still,
real threat.
It's still madness. I mean,
yeah,
you would hope that there's enough people. I mean, some people in Russia and some people in the United States and our own Pentagon would use it. They would think, you know what, let's just get it out of the way. Let's get it done. But I I don't think Putin would nuke a city. Do you?
No. Yeah. Putin's not going to nuke a city. I think that the nuclear threat primarily and the biggest threat will be a tactical nuclear weapon.
What's the difference?
So tactical nuclear weapon is a low-yield weapon made specifically for the battlefield. So let's say there's one of these, as you're calling them, the attackums. I'm going to steal that, by the way, because it's awesome. Let's say there's some attackums surrounded by several battalions of Ukrainian troops. Well, the only way to be for sure that they take it out is to use a tactical low-yield nuclear weapon that will take out that entire battle space, including the attackums. That's probably the more likely scenario if a nuclear is used.
Nobody's ever used a low-yield nuclear weapon, have they?
Oh, that's a good question.
On a battlefield?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not exactly sure about that. We probably use something very close to the same yield.
Close, but we've used them for bunker busters, but I don't believe they were nuclear.
Right.
And they were the strongest bunker buster penetrating bomb that we had, but I don't think it was low-yield nuclear.
Right. And that would still be a big international faux pas if they did something like that. And that would be escalatory. And we would see that. We would probably get word that something like that's about to happen because those are heavily monitored. We'd see them being transported from wherever they're being stored to launchers. And then the entire world would kind of hold their breath.
Now, I did see this report, and I'm not sure because I pulled up multiple sources, and none of the sources would give descriptive details on the type of intercontinental ballistic missile that Russia carried out. But I do want to read this just as a point of reference or report this just in the event that this is a different type of missile. This is from the Telegraph. Russia threatens to strike Kyiv with a, quote, massive new missile. Let's see what this is about here. Russia is threatening to strike Kyiv with a massive new missile. Now, again, they've already struck Kyiv with a intercontinental ballistic missile. But whether or not it's this one or not, I don't know. Again, as of the reporting of this, again, maybe you have some information that I don't have in front of me. And if so, we'd love for you to post that in the comments. Again, Russia is threatening to strike Kyiv with a massive new missile in revenge for the use of Western weapons against its territory. Now, here it is. Vladimir Putin's armed forces are preparing to fire RS-26 intercontinental ballistic missiles. And again, guys, this could be what they used last night. I don't know. Again, this is not my expertise in military weapons. You know, someone else may have experience in this, and they can give us a little bit more insight in this in the comment section. Again, but the threat is against the Ukrainian capital. Western nations, including the U.S., shut their embassies on Thursday. By the way, that's also something that we wanted to report. And then we'll pull that up right here. U.S. Embassy in Kyiv warns a potential significant air attack.
Good morning, George. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv actually shutting down today, warning of a potential significant air attack by Russia as these tensions rise between Ukraine and the United States on the one hand and Russia.
This morning, after Ukraine attacked Russia with American-made longer-range missiles for the first time. 8 attackums were fired at an ammunition depot across the border, seen here in this video circulating online. 2 of them intercepted. President Biden authorizing their use against Russia earlier this week. Zelensky saying, we'll use all of these and calling on other NATO countries for similar support. But Russia warning it'll respond.
We will be taking this as a qualitatively new phase of the Western war against Russia.
But it's Russia also escalating. We joined a group of drone hunters tracking incoming attack drones.
So the commander's just been showing me the mapping here. I'm now counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Shahed. These are the Russian drones that are flying now into Ukraine.
Suddenly, we can hear one nearby as the Ukrainians open fire.
These drone hunters are out every night across the region and across the country as Russia sends more and more drones across the border into Ukrainian cities.
This drone gets away, but this is the threat Ukrainians must live with day and night.
Well, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, just confirming that the U.S. has agreed to give Ukraine anti-personnel mines and that more aid for Ukraine is going to be announced by the White House sometime today.
Rebecca. Meanwhile, the Newsweek is reporting that a map has showed that U.S. Air Force is deploying, quote, nuke sniffer aircraft. All right, the report indicates that the United States specialized military aircraft capable of detecting nuclear activities from the sky was spotted heading to the Indian Ocean for a possible air sampling mission. The U.S. Air Force has been operating a fleet of three atmospheric collection aircraft, the WC-135R Constant Phoenix, since December of 2023 to support the Limited Nuclear Test Ban Treaty of 1963, which prohibits nuclear tests in the atmosphere, outer space, and underwater. The Constant Phoenix, also known as the Nuke Sniffer, detects radioactive clouds in real time by collecting particle as well as gaseous effluents and debris from the atmosphere. It routinely conducts air sampling missions around the world, including the Indian Ocean. All right, guys, now we got some breaking news. As we're reporting this, this just came over, and I want to get you up to par with this. Now, this is from Sky News. This is a UK affiliate. Britain, look at this, quote, directly involved in Ukraine war. This is according to the Russian ambassador. All right, I want to read this to you. Britain is now directly involved in the Ukraine war after its Storm Shadow missiles were used to strike targets inside of Russia. This is according to the Moscow's ambassador, who spoke to Sky News, Mark Austin, where he accused Ukraine of using mercenaries from different countries in this fight. It comes after Western allies greenlit Ukraine's use of long-distance missiles to strike deep into Russia this week following months of requests from Kyiv. Again, British Storm Shadow missiles were fired into Russia by Ukraine just days after U.S. President Joe Biden authorized the same policy shift. In light of the move, Mr. Keelan, when asked if the move had dragged Britain into the war, said, quote, absolutely. Britain and UK is now directly involved in this war because this firing cannot happen without, quote, NATO staff and British staff as well. So guys, listen to that. Listen to that rhetoric. Russia is now threatening not only America, but the UK and Britain, and has now stated publicly on an international scale that Britain has just now involved itself in war. When asked what the difference was between that and Russia using Chinese, Iranian, North Korean equipment, technology, and manpower, and whether they were directly involved too, Mr. Keelan instead pointed to, quote, foreign fighters on the Ukrainian side. Quote, on that subject, I can say easily that we have plenty of mercenaries from different countries that are fighting right now on the side of Ukraine, he said. So, folks, again, lines are being drawn for World War III. This is unbelievable. Mr. Keelan continued, quote, we have just seen in the Kursk area the Polish unit, which has a special uniform worn by Polish soldiers. So what's the matter? Until this week, the UK said that British tanks, anti-tank missiles, and other military equipment could be used in Russia, but had kept restrictions on long-range missiles, echoing America's policy. It isn't clear how big an effect the move will have on the war going forward, with fighting continuing in east of Ukraine in Russia's Kursk region. So as we said at the opening, the introduction to this, guys, things are really escalating. Now we have the West fully involved. NATO is fully on board with this, obviously. So again, all the lines are being drawn, sides are being picked, the axes, the allies. We're in for something, I think, that's going to get pretty interesting. I want to give you this last report here. I thought this was interesting as well, because this kind of, with all that going on, this kind of went under the radar, but we want to report this. The FBI, I don't know if you guys heard about this story, but the FBI arrested a man who was charged with trying to blow up the New York Stock Exchange.
The FBI has arrested a man who they say was planning to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. Investigator Tim McNicholas has been looking over the court filing and joins us now live from the newsroom. Tim?
Christine, law enforcement sources say the FBI arrested Harun Abdul Malik Yenner of Florida this morning. Federal agents say they've been investigating him since February.
A federal criminal complaint says Yenner told undercover investigators he planned to detonate a bomb November 18th at the New York Stock Exchange. Prosecutors say he told an agent tons of people would support it, and they are robbing us, so that's perfect. The Justice Department says Yenner tasked undercover agents with obtaining photos of the New York Stock Exchange to identify the precise location for detonating the explosive device. The FBI first started investigating Yenner after getting a tip that he was storing bomb-making plans in a Coral Springs, Florida storage unit. Inside that unit, agents say they found bomb-making sketches, numerous watches with timers, electronic circuit boards, and other electronics that could be used for constructing explosive devices.
All right, folks. So there again, there's a lot to be praying about. Again, keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention. You know, this is all overseas taking place, with the exception of this bomb threat to the New York Stock Exchange. I would not be surprised, guys, if you start seeing other things begin to transpire. Look for cyber attacks. Again, infrastructure is vulnerable right now. Look for false flags. We've been warning about that, false flag attacks. I would not take it past any. I would not. None of this stuff would catch me off guard at this point, because again, we're at the precipice of literally World War III. Anything could happen right now, and this is why it's so important and so vital to keep in prayer. Pay attention to what's going on. Your surroundings. Pay attention to what you're doing. If you're going to get on a flight, which yours truly is, this Thanksgiving, make sure you cover yourself in prayer. Keep an eye open. Look for anything suspicious. Watch for things. And again, back on a home front level, as we pointed out yesterday, guys, prepare yourself practically. Do what you can do. Have a plan. Have supplies ready. Extra food, extra water, extra canned goods. You don't know, guys, what could literally take place in the next few weeks, the next few months. Again, we have a 2-month window of time until January 20th. And then once Trump comes into office, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I did a podcast on this, and I thought this was very interesting, because Trump has created a war cabinet. J.D. Vance has military experience. You've got Tulsi Gabbard. You've got these individuals that are in play, the Secretary of Defense. You've got these individuals that it's almost as if, and again, I could be wrong, but if we were to go into and enter into an actual military conflict, you literally have all the chess pieces put in place to go right into that war. So, and again, biblically speaking, guys, we pointed this out yesterday as well. Matthew 24 talks about this. We're going to hear of these things. These are his birth pangs. Be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. There's things that still has to happen, and the end of the age is not here yet. And we're going to give you more detail about that later on. So guys, we're going to sign off for now. Again, we appreciate you guys. Make sure again, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, that bell notification. Again, download our free app. You can pick it up today at your Play Store, Apple Store. In the description of this video, there's a link. You can pick it up there as well. Hit push notifications and you'll be squared away. If you enjoy our content and you enjoy our ministry, and it blesses you, encourages you, equips you, informs you, or all of the above, we want to give you an opportunity to partner with us. You can do that either electronically or through check or money order, and you can make it out right there on your screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So folks, we pray that you have a blessed rest of the day and rest of the afternoon. We plan on coming right back here tonight, and we'll see you at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.